Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Butcher. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Griffin steals second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Butcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Dave Stewart now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Bernazard scores. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Carter steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Tabler moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Allenson steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Dave Leeper now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willard moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht pinch hits for Carney Lansford. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht now playing first base. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Willard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.